Hello there, it's Tanya Gabrielle, Wealth Astromerologist. Welcome to Star Codes, the podcast where we look at an upcoming event in the stars and numbers, the astrology and numerology, to help prepare us for the energies that are incoming from the cosmos. And in this case, it is the final eclipse of the year, the Libra solar eclipse. So exciting because we began the year with a Libra lunar eclipse and we're ending the year with a Libra solar eclipse. And when you consider that 2024 is an eight universal year, Libra is the balances, eight on its side is the infinity number. It's completely about everything being in balance. This is really a wonderful year to celebrate balance, and that is what this eclipse is going to really require, is that we tune into harmony. So when does it happen? October 2nd. And the number two is about the two balances, the left and right, the up and down, the opposites of each other. So there's so much in the code already. The scales of justice, which Libra also represents. Now it happens on October 2nd at 7:49 p.m. That is universal time in London, and that would be 2:49 p.m. Eastern Time, New York, 11:49 a.m. Pacific Time in Los Angeles. And you don't need to be a Libra to benefit from this forecast. This eclipse of sun and moon at 10 degrees Libra, which we'll go into in a minute, it happens somewhere in your chart. So it's activating a specific house in your chart and most likely is also activating certain planets that it's connecting with or angles. So everyone is going to benefit from this forecast. Now, the sun and moon are at 10 degrees Libra, and that means there's a 10-10 code. And not only that, there's another 10 because it's October. So we have a triple 10 code. And we have this triangle actually activated in the astrology connections between planets as well. So 10 is the number of instant manifestation. And that means October in general is an incredible month to manifest. And it can be manifest through being or manifest through doing. Whatever it is that you choose, a combination or being or doing, you can manifest so much. So the triple 10 means that manifestation will go to the nth degree. And you have now a direct link to the one and the zero, which make up the universe in geometry, the straight line and the circle. This also represents the masculine and feminine frequencies. It also represents the computer code, and one and zero also stands for the God code or the source code. So it is a very powerful number. It's the first double digit after one through nine. So it literally starts the journey into the two-digit universe. So not only do we have a triple 10, but we have a grand trine. And the grand trine includes Venus, the ruler of Libra, and thus the ruler of the eclipse. So a grand trine involves three planets, in this case, Venus, Saturn, and Mars, which are all trine to each other and create a beautiful triangle, which is the most harmonious and fortunate symbol in astrology. It represents creation, the mother, father, child creation. And because Venus is part of the grand trine, it makes it even more fortunate. Now, it will open doors. It will open a lot of creative flow. It will have a certain energy behind it because of Mars, which represents energy to manifest opportunity and to express yourself much more easily. It also will require you to be disciplined because that's what Saturn wants. And we'll get into Saturn in a little bit because Saturn plays actually a really big role at this time. Now, helping this wonderful, fortunate trine is the sun and moon form another triplicate. They are conjunct Mercury. So we've got sun, moon, and Mercury. So another number three being represented. Mercury is at 11 degrees Libra, the sun and moon, of course, at 10 degrees Libra. And 11 represents, again, the opposite energy or the energy that needs to come together as one in unity. And so 11 is a master number. It represents intuitive mastery, psychic mastery, teaching, wisdom, and most importantly, being in the moment, living in the moment. Because only this moment matters. Everything else is basically a hallucination or just your imagination going into the future or the past, but it's not real. It's in your mind, right? It's just a activity that your mind partakes in that has nothing to do with right now, which is the only moment that matters. So 11 degrees is huge for Mercury because Mercury represents the mind and thought and thinking and communication, amongst other things. And being mindful is one of the main messages of this Libra solar eclipse. Solar eclipses represent new beginnings. It's a new moon eclipse. And Libra, 0 degrees Libra, which is where the equinox happens, is a cardinal sign. So it represents the beginning of a new season. That would be autumn in the northern hemisphere and spring in the southern hemisphere. So when we have the double one for 11 degrees Mercury, 10 degrees moon, 10 degrees sun, in the 10th month, these are all ones. And that means the world is your oyster. You truly can be feeling new beginnings constantly and leave behind the past and not focus on the worry about the future. What might happen? Is this a good idea? Because so and so and so, that's all mind games, right? You just focus on how it feels now. So with Mercury, that means present moment communication with others. It means clearing your thoughts before you speak or write. So being inspired instead of regurgitating something that is just based on an experience that you had in the past, but not necessarily appropriate for this particular situation or moment. And to help you clear your thoughts, to help you hone in your focus, the Sun, Moon, Mercury, Stellium, that triplicate in Libra, is square to Mars in Cancer. Now, Cancer is ruled by the moon. So the moon is squaring its own sign and Mars in that sign. And this creates some friction. Now, fortunately, Venus, the ruler of Libra, creates a trine to Mars. Remember, Mars and Venus and Saturn are in that grand trine. So that really helps alleviate some of the tension. But this is a triple square, and that a square always activates. It puts us into a place of doing and acting, whereas the trine is a way of being. So both are necessary to live on Earth, and really being in balance with being and doing is the key, which Libra represents. The beingness is truly what is more lacking during these times, especially as life has moved faster and faster with the information age, and we get so much data and are propelled to just think and do and never take a break, and silence and stillness have been removed from the important parts of our day. So this Libra eclipse, with all this 10 degree energy and the 11 degree Mercury conjunct the sun and moon's conjunct the actual eclipse, is saying, okay, let's reset this. Let's start fresh. This is an opportunity to put yourself in a place where you can listen. So Libra is about relationships. It governs relationships. It's ruled by Libra, and it rules the seventh house in astrology, which is the house traditionally of marriage, intimate relationships. It is a sign that will ask you to put yourself in other people's shoes and understand where they're coming from and be fully conscious and present when you are talking and being with others. So now with Saturn in Pisces creating this grand trine with Venus, ruler of the eclipse, and Mars, energy and doing and action, It is time to make the unconscious conscious, because if it isn't, then you are operating out of an unconscious state, which means you are not aware. When you're conscious of why things are, why you are saying certain things, why you are feeling or responding to certain things a certain way, when you're conscious of that, no matter what the reasons are, you are aware of who you're being and why you're doing. And that is where we're all moving to now, is waking up. That is the awakening, being fully conscious. And that can only happen in the present moment. You cannot be conscious if you're reminiscing or wishing something were different or feeling guilty, which is all based on the past, which is ruled by Cancer, or if you're literally worried about the future and concerned about what might happen. And so then you can't access consciousness, awareness, being awake, which will always provide you with words out of nowhere or ideas out of nowhere, inspirations out of nowhere, because the nowhere is the not you. It is the divine. So with Venus in Scorpio, Mars in Cancer, and Saturn in Pisces, the final sign of the zodiac, the unconscious will be seen much more clearly. And the awareness of the unconscious is that major step towards awakening, which then brings balance. Libra. We have a lot of external challenges that we are experiencing as a collective, and these will continue as the awakening progresses. So how we experience that external challenge ultimately depends on our state of consciousness, not the actual challenge itself. And this is where the personalization of the external input, the external situation, is either conscious or unconscious. If you're reacting to the challenge that's come externally, whether it's personal, external, or a collective, then you are not aware. You are just on autopilot and thereby unconsciously creating a reaction. But human beings who experience the same challenge do so in different ways, and it depends on their state of consciousness. So if you now approach that challenge in a state of consciousness where you meet the challenge, where you are aware of how you're being, how you're responding, and you catch yourself and you see, oh, I've done this before. I'm going to be more clear now. I can watch myself. I can observe. So the thing that happens to you then is far less important than we give it credit for, and less significant than the way in which you literally respond to that situation, that person. And so that defines then and determines how you experience it. So the most important quality to remember to maintain balance in your life is the way you experience anything in life is to a great extent determined by the way in which you respond to the situations that you encounter, to the people you encounter, how you respond. And that can only be done in the moment, in the present moment, that discovery and that response. So look at how you're responding to the challenges that are either collective, everybody's experiencing the challenge, or that are personal. And very often challenges come in the form of other human beings, of course, and Libra does cover that. So you may encounter other people in your life who maybe are unconscious, because many, many people do live their life that way. They're not aware. Fortunately, Saturn is helping right now. Saturn has been in Pisces since March 2023. And usually stays in the sign for 2.5-3 years. So we're really in the middle of the cycle now, and it's really coming to a head. And this grand trine with Saturn, Mars, and Venus is absolutely bringing this into our conscious awareness. Remember that this grand trine is in water signs. Water signs are the most attuned and the most sensitive to energy. And Venus, the ruler of the solar eclipse, is part of the grand trine. So Venus is all about love and beauty and harmony. And Saturn wants us to get real with what it will take to feel that harmony, because we can all feel the harmony. We just need to be diligent and vigilant about being present, because these challenges will just keep coming, and we can actually flow and coast through them if we are in that place of awareness where we're watching and observing our response. So Mars is the planet of action, of doing, of new beginnings. And Mars will act whether the actions are coming from the unconscious or conscious state of being. So just remember that the action and doing is going to happen no matter what. And you might as well tune in to your conscious awareness and really observe, be in the moment. Don't catastrophize. Don't reminisce. I wish things could have been this way. Don't feel guilty. Don't go to those places that are either past or future. Just focus on now, how you feel now. Be present. And then Mars will help you be in a place of action and doing from a conscious perspective, where it's extremely powerful. And that's where the triple 10 will come in and really help you manifest glorious results, which can be just feeling in harmony, just feeling in peace, feeling joyful, feeling happy. That is absolutely glorious. And then Venus, of course, is the planet of being. So Mars is the planet of doing and action. Venus is the planet of being, being harmonious, being in a place of love, feeling loving, feeling abundant, feeling pleasure, being in that space. And that's why these two really complement each other so much, Mars and Venus. And keep in mind that the unconscious person can tune into these energies, but they will do it totally through the identification of the ego. So the pleasure will be more materialistic pleasure, and the action will be more self-centered action. So Saturn's role in Pisces is to undo the ego. It's the sign of self-undoing, Pisces, that is, when Saturn enters it especially. So Saturn's helping us to become fully conscious, while we're living in a world where there are many unconscious people. Being conscious is truly the key. So going back to that stellium, the triple square from Sun, Moon, Mercury in Libra to Mars in Cancer, that is giving you the courage to wake up. So with Venus and Mars both playing such a major impact on this final eclipse of 2024, I have a wonderful masterclass on these two planets, on the Divine Feminine and Sacred Masculine, that is absolutely free. You can get instant access at venusmarscode.com. And what you'll discover is all about the five-pointed star of Venus, and the sound and symbol of the letters V and M, and how they create this sacred connection with Venus and Mars. This brings in the numerology, the alphabet, also the 13 phases of Venus, and the origin of the Mayan calendar, how it's connected to the awakening now. And you'll learn about the tremendous changes that are universal, that are in the cosmos, that are unfolding so rapidly right now, and receive some wonderful tips on connecting within you the Divine Feminine and Sacred Masculine. It's not to be missed. It is free, and you can watch it at venusmarscode.com. So have a beautiful Libra solar eclipse and a beautiful week, and I'll see you in next week's Star Codes podcast. Lots of love.